Welcome to the 101st edition of 100 at 100 Research for Our Next Century. Today I'm going to be talking just briefly with Professor Roberto Osigueda. He is the Vice President for Research, and so is the man at the top of the research totem pole here. Roberto, welcome.
Thank you, Keith. It's a great honor to be here with you today.
Well, we've done 100 interviews with 100 people on this campus, and I must say, at the beginning, I didn't know how much variety of research that was going on the campus, and how entertaining and thrilling some of the research is. So you must be very proud sitting on top of this group of people.
Absolutely, and I think what was very interesting about the program is that I showcase a wide variety of all the research that goes on the campus. And this is what is very unique at UTEP, is that we support research at any corner of the university, not only sciences and engineering. So it was very interesting to listen to the different folks being interviewed in the radio.
I mean, I've learned so much. I mean, the history department, there was a couple of people that stand out. Matthew Dessing.
Right? I know what Matthew does.
My take on that. What was your take on what he does?
Well, I think it's very interesting. He's, by the way, trying to organize a conference. He has been very aggressive in seeking funding from the National Endowments of the Humanities. And he's trying to put together a workshop coming up in October. And, of course, the way I know this is that he's not certain whether funding will come through, so they always come to me in a backup plan. And, of course, we need to support him because we need to support everyone's passions
right. And
what they do for research.
I mean, his passion was something to do with extraordinary 13th century women. And he teaches this special course from time to time on naughty nuns. I mean, that's just tremendous
yeah,
stuff.
I wasn't aware of that.
You know, and then you go down to Tony Stafford from the English department.
Yeah.
He's been here a long time. And he was talking about the role of alcohol in Macbeth. You know, and every time Lady Macbeth makes a decision, and it's usually to do something nasty, she's been taking a little bit of Scotch whiskey, I suppose. You know, it's just fascinating.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So I know, Roberto, that you're a professional engineer, but
right. Outside
of engineering, if you take a university and the intellectual sort of fervor, which is your favorite part of the university outside your profession?
Yeah, I think, in my opinion, music is one. I have a personal passion for music, playing classical guitar, which really relieves the day-to-day stress of my duty. But there's some other great parts of the campus, too. The arts and humanities, the social behavioral sciences, even education, for example, once you begin understanding what are the passions of people, what they want to do.
Well,
so my personal one is related to
it coincides with mine in particular.
We
did a lot of people for music. And, of course, the theme music to this program is Dina Jones playing some solo music written
She's
by Joaquin
wonderful.
Rodrigo. And it's just a fantastic
piece. Wonderful. She's a wonderful teacher as well.
And in fact, there's an argument that says that people over there teach too much. You know, we don't give them enough credit for the research that they do.
Right.
But anyway, that's another story. We could go on talking and talking and talking about what's happening on this campus.
Yeah.
But Roberto, thank you very much for coming here and just sort of putting a full stop on this particular year's activity.
No, Keith, I just want to thank you personally for the great program you put together. It is very helpful for the general community to know what we do, and I think you've done a very...
Yeah, I even enjoy listening.
Right.
Anyway, that's it, 101 of 100. My name's Keith Pannell, and keep listening. Bye-bye.